23 minutes after 5 South African time. I know everybody waits for our beloved senior respected honorable Fadila Tulustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah. Yes, today is the 4th of Ramadan, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved senior respected honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, and verses 17 to verse 20. Remember, all this is taking place in Palestine. All this is taking place in a place called Canaan, where Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam and his 12 sons are there. And remember, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam and Bin Yamin are full brothers. Same father, same mother. The other 10 brothers are consanguine brothers, half brothers. They share the same father, but the mother is different. They convinced the honorable father Jacob, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, we want to take Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, for a picnic. The father said, I fear that the wolf will come. That wolves were roaming around there. They said, how can it be? We are there to take care of him. We are his well-wishers and so forth. Now the story gets intriguing. Now you start seeing what happens, how Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam is going to be leaving Palestine. So what happens? Chapter 12, verse 17 to 20. Now they came their Isha time, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, crying, but all spaza, all kali-kali, all pretending. Chapter 12, verse 17 to 20. Qalu ya abana, these 10 sons, they said, oh, our father, inna dhahabana nastabiqu, we went and we were having races with one another. Watarakna Yusufa inna mataina, and we left him, Joseph. He's the youngest one. You look after our luggage, you look after our goods and so forth. Fa akalahu dhib, hence a wolf came and ate him up. وَمَا أَنْتَ بِمُؤْمِنٍ لَنَا وَلَوْ كُنَّا صَادِقِينَ. And you will never believe us, O Father, even though we are speaking the truth. So even they knew that their story will not be a convincing one to the Honorable Father. Then what they did, before throwing him, Joseph, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, in the well, they remove his kurta mubarak, his long shirt, and they hit him and so forth. So he was petrified and terrified. Now they brought that shirt and they slaughtered one goat or sheep there, and they just took the blood and they smeared it on that long shirt, on that kurta mubarak. But there were no holes, nothing. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ, and they brought to him, to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, Jacob, that qamis, that long kurta, and they brought the long shirt, بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ, with the false blood. not the blood of Joseph alayhi salam, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, the blood of the goat or sheep that they slaughtered. And Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam looked at it. He asked them, but what a clever wolf. He ate my son up according to your assumption and did not even tear the kurta of Nabi Yusuf. So they knew that their evidence is full of holes, and their evidence, if you write it down, is not worth the paper on which is written. Qal, now the test and the trial starts. Al-firaqu murrun, separation is very, very bitter. My handsome Yusuf, where are you? Where did they dump you? Where did they throw you? I'm a Nabi and Allah is testing me. Allah is going to elevate my rank and the rank of Joseph, my beloved son. Qal, he says, who? Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam. Bal sawwalat lakum anfusukum amra. Nay, the truth of the matter is, your people's hearts, your people's desires, whims and fancies have adorned and embellished this matter. You wanted to get rid of Joseph and now you got rid of him. But I turn more and more to Allah. Fasabarun jameel. What is sabr jameel? A beautiful endurance and patience and sabr. We don't complain to anybody in creation. If you cannot stick it anymore, you cannot tolerate it anymore, then you cry and you turn to Allah alone. Innama ashku basi wa husni ilallah. Ya Allah, I complain to you that my beloved Yusuf is gone. My grief, my sadness, I complain to you. If you complain, complain to Allah. That is sabrun jameel, not to makhluk and creation. Wallahul musta'an. And the divine help is sought for. Ya Allah, I ask you alone for assistance. Ala ma tasifun, against what they are describing. I know my 10 sons, they are lying through their teeth. Absolute white lie and making propaganda, concocting a story. Thereafter, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam is alone in the well. He doesn't even have his kurta mubarak on. Thereafter, these sons, they went again there to go see now what's happening, the latest proceedings. وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ. So a caravan came. Caravan, sayyara. Nowadays we use sayyara for vehicles, motor vehicles. Sayyara means what is on the move. So the caravan of musafir travelers came. They were passing Palestine and they were going towards Egypt. وَجَاءَتْ سَيَّارَةٌ فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ. Hence they sent their water carrier. Because you're going through a desert, semi-desert, so you need water. That is the very essence for the existence of life and people. So they send their water carrier. فَأَدَلَّا دَلْوَى. Hence he went, he lowered his bucket into the well. Now he pulls up and he wants to bring the water up. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam saw, this is my time for rescue. He held on for dear life. And lo and behold, when that water carrier pulled up, all he said, who? The water carrier. Ya Bushra, O glad tidings people, if you want to see an angel, you want to see the most handsome person on earth at that time, Hada Ghulam, this is a youngster, so handsome beyond description. وَأَسَرُّهُ بِضَاءَةٍ. The brothers are watching from the other side. And then they came running and they said, this is our slave. He ran away. We are prepared to sell him. So imagine Yusuf alayhi salam, these are my brothers. I'm so young. I don't even have a kurta on. They're selling me into slavery and all this. But he couldn't speak because they'll hit him and maybe they'll kill him also. So this is Ahwanul Baliyatain, the better of the two options. He kept quiet. Wa asarruhu, and the brothers, they were secretive about their merchandise, about their goods. They sold him into slavery. Wallahu alimum bima ya'malun. Almighty Allah is all knowing what they are doing. Sometimes how the tables turn. You want to crucify a person. You want to make a person a non-entity. And Allah Ta'ala turns everything around. Man hafara hufratan li akhihi waqa'a fiha. It's not a hadith, it's a proverb in the Arabic language. Who digs a hole for his brother, instead of the brother falling in, he himself falls inside. So now what these brothers did, the 10 of them, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخَسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودًا. Hence they sold him. بِثَمَنٍ, for a price. بَخْسٍ, cheap, cheap. And دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودًا, few dirham, silver coin. Just give us 5, 10, take him. We don't want him here. Get rid of him. Out of sight, out of mind. That is what they thought. وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ. And they were not interested in his welfare. They just did not want him to be there in Palestine. Therefore, when your name, my son, my daughter, is Zahid, Zahida, it means a person who shows disinterest in this world and more love for Almighty Allah, more love for Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and more love for Islam. You Jutlas, you Haramis, you Zionists, did I not tell you your Israel is collapsing? There's an implosion going on there. Israel is tearing itself to pieces. Let's give you the past 48 hours what happened. On Saturday night, first time in the history of Israel, 630,000 Jutlas were marching that Saturday night. Yesterday, he comes back, Obibi, the war criminal from London with Sunak, and both of them in favor of apartheid Israel and terrorist Israel. He calls his defense minister. This week we're having a vote. That for the reforms of the judiciary and the legal system. Are you going to vote yes or no? Give me a straight answer. So Gallant, he's a gallant person. I used to drive a called Gallant there in Newcastle. So nevertheless, you must remember he's a gallant person. So what he told BB, I'm not going to vote in favor. So BB was furious and he fired him on the spot. Last night, 250,000 people marched everywhere spontaneously. So this is now the reaction and consequences. BB is not fit to be the ruler of Israel. Go read the editorial of Haaretz. BB is a maniac of the government that is an arsonist government. Jordan, I don't know if they can carry it out because these Arab regimes, they are murtad, traitors, haramis. So remember all of them. I'll give you one story just now. You will understand how hopeless, useless they are. Jordan has threatened to expel the Israeli ambassador. Now what happens is this, Netanyahu's house is surrounded and the opposition say he has crossed the red line. Listen to this, the Israeli consul general there in New York, he resigned. He said, I can no more serve under the Netanyahu government. Today, the universities are closed in Israel. Tomorrow, the trade unions are all going on strike. The schools are going on strike. Doctors are going on strike. We don't want BB. Almighty Allah has humiliated them. Remember this. And what do you see? Other 2-3 stories regarding this, then you must know that. Let's go to UAE, one of the countries that signed the peace treaty with Israel. Listen to the story carefully. So, under Trump and Netanyahu, and they had their fool, their ambassador, there in the White House. He didn't even know where to sign and so forth, so forth, the idiot. Nevertheless, so now they caught one Israeli lady, and she's 100% guilty on drugs and so forth in UAE. She's in prison. If you know UAE, then the law is death penalty for drugs and so forth. So Herzog, the president of Israel, begs them, the UAE authorities, no, please, you must free her, this, that. Instead of making a deal beneficial for the Palestinians, okay, we will free her and so forth, you must free and release 100,000 Palestinians or something. These haramis, these murtads, these ghaddar, these haram, whatever title you can use, they go and free her. Put licking the Israelis again. What benefit for you beside disgrace and humiliation? What benefit for the Palestinians? Therefore, we say, this Arab regime, Saudi Arabia, Emirates, Bahrain, Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, whole lot of them should hang their heads in shame. What they went to do? The GCC countries all agreed to write a letter to the United Nations that how can Smotrich say that there's no such thing as a Palestinian and so forth. So that is the hopeless, useless, impotent. Look at what a cursed nation you are, Jutlas. Two verses, every Jutla, every Muslim, write it down and make notes of it. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ. Surely Allah will continuously send people to punish the Jews and the Jutlas right till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. Whether it's Hitler, whether it's Hamas, whether it's Jews among themselves, it is a general statement, general connotation. And go read chapter number 5, verse number 64. Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 64. وَأَلْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. We have placed among the Jews this enmity, hatred, and rancor among themselves, and it will continue till the day of justice. Do you know why? They said, Almighty Allah is stingy. So Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah made them stingy. A khuya juat is a dwaya juat. If you know what is there, a good Jew is a dead Jew. That's what we say in Afrikaans. And then yesterday in Jerusalem, listen to this now. They are Haredi Jews. Haredi Jews, they are the ones who are Orthodox. They want to practice on the Torah. So there was another Jutla selling cell phones. So this Haredi Jew went to him and told him that we're going to close you up if you're not careful. He's selling normal cell phone, smartphone, ugly phone. They say you're not allowed to sell all these kind of phones. You must only sell the phone that doesn't have camera and so forth. Then the Skopskit and Donner started. Then they start fighting and so forth. You see, that is how they function. You are a nation, a failed state. For the past 20 years, 30 years, I'm telling you, now we're seeing it. One of the happiest days in my life. There, the Jutlas imploding and you're on the verge of a civil war. Bennett says, you know Bennett? Bennett was the Prime Minister of Israel. He said, no problem, I killed many Arabs. I killed many Arabs, it's no problem. So does Harami, does Shaitan says, Bennett, he says that no, let the people protest, but there must be no bloodshed. Remember, there will be bloodshed between you Jutlas, because now he has passed and crossed the red line, and what will happen? The settlers will side with the Bibi, and the democratic forces will be on the other side, that are the majority, and you will see that this week, yeah, is the week of paralysis. Therein, you must remember Israel. Elon Musk, let's go to other news, views and interviews. Elon Musk says that the Twitter has lost half its value and so forth. And you must remember that other news, Kamala Harris, Vice President of America, she likes Africa because she's African also. She's visiting Ghana, then Zambia, then Tanzania and so forth. Listen to this news of Israel. I don't know this, but I read, every day I read, I sleep, I read Haaretz, I wake up, I read Haaretz. So singer Shlomo won a big musical prize there in Israel. He say, I don't want this prize, you'll keep it. Israel is torn to pieces, so why must I accept it? What humiliation for you. And thereafter, another story I need to give you is this. Trump, how can we forget Trump? He's our Trump card. He says America is a banana republic. Mississippi, more storms, more tornadoes coming your way. 26 days. dead already. And remember that Ali Baba, you're going to see Ali Baba and the 40 thieves coming to you more and more now. Afghanistan, the army of Khorasan is preparing 300 military vehicles, all shining, glittering, all ready for combat. So Allah is preparing them, mashallah. South Africa, three stories. BBC carried a documentary last night. South Africa, the worst blackouts in the history of South Africa. What a shame and disgrace. ANC general said they serve papers on the radar, the big shot of ESCOM, and it all turned out to be big fat lies. Yesterday I saw the newspaper headlines, Sunday newspaper, and remember the public protector is shielding and trying to protect Cyril. So all this is that we got our own circus going on here with our trapeze artists who know how to do somersaulting backwards and forward. Remember that, but we love South Africa. Remember that. Okay, today between 8:30 and 9 we'll be discussing Makkah Mukarrama, the virtues, history, etc. And inshallah that we have today Idha Zulzilatil Ardu, chapter number 99. Inshallah we will discuss that, and our report back will be for Ramadan 1444. So inshallah that our programs for today. Allah Ta'ala make it easy.
Somebody says my husband got a job offer from Finland. We are Indians, Mufti Saab. How is the country Finland to live? Will it be difficult for us to adjust there, Ustad?
If you go to Helsinki and all that, you will find Muslims, but remember, very few. One thing I will tell you, the hours there to fast are very, very long. Minimum, you will have to fast in midsummer, 20, 21 hours or so. So do you want to really go there? My dear, sincere advice, just forget it. You must remember, it's a no-brainer. Your children will become murtad. They will move away from Islam. It's a free country. They can become Adam, they can become Eve, they can become Steve, they can become transgender, they can become gays, lesbian, nobody can tell them anything. So now they are also entering into NATO and so forth. The people are holding them up, are hungry, and you must remember that Turkey. So anyway, if you're asking me for advice as a Muslim for you to go there, remember very bad. You use the word Indian. So you might be Hindu or Tamil or something, fine for you, you go. Your intention is to make money. Your intention is this. You don't have to worry of religion and so forth and so on. You go, no problem. If you are a Hindu or you are a Tamil or Christian or so forth, then you go. But Muslim, no, no. You can't. It's a no-brainer at all.
I've got Robert. He says, but AK, Donald Trump says if he is elected, he will end the war in Ukraine in 48 hours. Do you believe him, Ustad?
Leave Trump. Putin is bringing all his nuclear or some of it to Belarus, to Minsk, and that is already sending the shivers down the spine of Biden and America and NATO and Europe and so forth. They say that Putin is irresponsible and so forth. By the time 2024 elections come, remember there'll be nothing left of Ukraine, and inshallah Allah give Putin a long life. Allah give him Islam. Allah makes him our CIC, our commander-in-chief. Can we rely on MBS and MBZ and all these kings there of Bahrain, Morocco, and Saudi, the traitors, murtads of Islam? No one can rely on them. So he's going to win. And by that time, Trump talks. Trump is a narcissist. He just wants, you understand, public attention. And he is a person who looks for attention. Remember that.
I see Kumaran says, but why don't liberals admit that Trump did a better job than Biden?
I say that. You must remember that Biden, you must remember, is Sleepy Joe. He can't even speak one word now against Netanyahu publicly. They speak privately and so forth. So Trump made 2-3 terrible errors. Mistake number one, he brought the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That was a terrible, but you see, he's a narcissist. He loves to be in the middle of a center of attraction. So now that building is called Trump Building and Trump Square and all whatever the name is. Then he goes and steal and occupy the Golan Heights there of Syria and say the name is no more Golan Heights but it's Trump Heights. He just wants his name everywhere. So Trump, you must remember, few moves he made, foolish moves, remember. But if there's elections next year and Trump is around and Biden, then Trump will walk it, remember that. He will beat Biden.
I've got Hamza. He says, Mufti, I'm Hamza. Can I play in a cricket tournament while I'm fasting, Ustad?
Which tournament you want to play? And then what's going to happen to your salat and so forth? And then end of the day, you're going to win money. Maybe sponsored by the breweries. Maybe sponsored by some bank. Maybe sponsored by some other haram entity. So all these professional sport is haram. Whether it's soccer, whether it's cricket, whether it's rugby, whatever it is. Because you must remember, you have to do what the sponsors tell you to do. So remember this, they tell you you must do this, you have to do that because they are the one feeding you and so forth. So yes, casual is different, but this professional, haram, not permissible.
I've got an anonymous brother. He says, AK, I hunt rats and mice in people's homes. I kill all of them. Is this a sin to do so?
So what's your name? Pitskit. So you must remember that. Pete is a proper Afrikaner name. Yaakov, see Yaakov. And then you skit. You say Bulala. So wherever you see the rat, then the mice, you just shoot to kill. Yeah, it's permissible, no problem. Your income is halal. They are a menace. Not menace, the dentist, the menace. They are a menace to society. So fine, make sure you don't hit a musket there. You shoot somebody else there, then it's big trouble. So make sure you're only shooting the mice and the rats and so forth.
I've got a brother from Comoros. He says, have you been to Comoros? I'm Hamid. I invite you here. Ustad.
Ya Abdul Hamid, كيف حالكم? أنتم في جذور القمر. نحن ما نزوركم إلى الآن. So they speak Arabic there. Mm-hmm. I studied with them and I have colleagues there, mashallah. So I haven't visited Comoros. We call it جذور القمر. Mashallah, 90%, 80% Muslim there. But now we're not traveling, my brother. So inshallah, we meet in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Inshallah, I'm gone old now. I'm gone cold, tired, retired. لا نسافر في هذه الأيام يا شيخ بارك الله فيك.
Brother Chris says, morning AK, I just want to know, did Egypt give up on Gaza? Ustaz?
So you must remember that Egyptians today, they only will follow what America tells them, because Israel gets $3 billion plus per year and they get $2 billion plus, so they have become the slaves. Sisi and them are not Muslim, brother. So the Muslims are in jail, the leaders, Ikhwan and Muslimin, and the Muslim Brotherhood and so forth, our Hafiz, President Muhammad Mursi, Rahimahullah, what they did to him and what the West did to him. They only allowed him to rule for 1 year, and that was the cleanest, fairest elections in the history of Egypt. So remember that they pay lip service to Islam and they pay lip service to the Palestinians. Otherwise, they're all in bed with Israel. When Sisi became president, either the politicians and the leaders of Israel said, we are so happy that this Ibnul Yahudiya, his mother is a Jewess, that he has become the leader of Egypt. So you should know all these type of things, Muslims.
Somebody says, Mufti Saab, I would like to remain strictly anonymous. My son, he's in matric and he likes his English teacher. How do we approach this situation? Should we perform the nikah or approach the family ustad?
So first thing I want to tell all of you, don't write all this strictly anonymous and all that. We don't take people's names, so don't write all that there. We don't know who you are. Just keep it and just send your question. Don't put all these things there. Okay, let's look at the scenario. I'm not sure what the scenario is. Your son is in school and he likes or loves his English teacher. So maybe it's a madam, right? One. And then maybe she's a Muslim. We're not sure. Maybe just assuming. If it is like that, you all know it's a haram relationship. So then get them married and so forth. If both parties are Muslim and belong to Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, she, the lady, is Muslimah and her her father and her family and them agree. So get married, whether she can keep her job or whether they'll allow her, I don't know all that. That you have to speak to the Department of Education and so forth. Second one is this, your son is a Muslim. Today you don't know what goes on, you know. And the teacher is a male, and then he gets fell in love, it's haram, homosexuality, gay business. Next one, if it is a Christian or a Hindu or something, then also it's haram. So you must remember in this day and this age for a Muslim male to marry a Jewess, to marry a Christian is not permissible. One of the best fatwa verdict which Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi wrote was Nikahul Kitabiya, to marry a lady, a woman of the book, the Jewess or Christian, and he wrote the wonderful, I have the fatwa by me, his kitab, his book, and that's the best fatwa he ever wrote, remember, in his fatwa kitab. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad, we met all of them, alhamdulillah. So yes, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi just passed away 2-3 years ago, and you see that he, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, passed away 10 Shawwal 1976. So remember, in that case he wrote the in Ma'ariful Quran in Jawahirul Fiqh, for a Muslim to marry the Jewish Christian lady is not permissible, and to marry a Hindu Mushrika, that's absolutely haram. Quran says so, Surah 2 and verse 221, and that is وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنُ. Yes, if they embrace Islam truly from the bottom of the heart, then you can marry them. So we need to look at all the different scenarios, then the fatwa and verdict will be applicable.
She's not a Muslim, there's 7 years different, Ustad.
You see, there's it there. So forbidden fruit, you must remember, is very tasty. So, who is this youngster? Hamza? Is he Hamza?
No, Ustad.
He's somebody else. So you're my brother, what you studying there? You're studying biology. That biology of your teacher is saying, look at how smart she looks, and her eyes, and her the bosom, and thus, and thus, and all that. And sometimes you wink eye, and your eyes meet, all haram, all. You better leave the school before they get hold of you and circumcise you again. So remember, just forget it.
Hamza is the cricket tournament, the one
that Okay.
Somebody says, Ustad, that do you know what happened to Saddam Hussein's children after he was overthrown, Ustaz?
We answered this question the other day. Don't come and ask repeat questions. He was murdered. Remember his son's name, Uday and Quday. So all this, President Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. He died a Shaheed. He died reading Kalima. And remember, the people who murdered him were the Kuffar, Shias, and the Americans. Muqtada Sadr was there. And remember, they said, the Americans, they're giving a Muslims an Eid present. Remember, Eid-ul-Adha Hajj time. And yes, he committed major crimes. That is between him and Almighty Allah. We make dua for President Saddam Hussein rahimahullah. We make dua for President Hafiz Muhammad Mursi rahimahullah. And as far as the Shias go, kuffar, they die like that, is 100% straight Jahannam and hellfire for cursing our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, cursing Sayyida Abu Bakr, Sayyida Umar, Sayyida Usman anhum, and remember saying Muta, the only ideology, if you want to call it, in the world that allows two actions. No religion in the world allows, but the Kuffar Shia allow. They allow zina, fornication, adultery, and prostitution in the name of Muta. Khomeini la'anahullah writes in a book which I have, Tawdihul Masail, for 1 hour also you can go and do your thing. And remember lying, they gave it a fancy name of taqiyya, holy hypocrisy. At-taqiyya tu tis'atu a'sharina. Taqiyya is 90% of our deen and religion. So you tell me the Muslim, repeat, Shias 100% kuffar.
He says he's got it on video recorded, you all killed Saddam Hussein.
So you must remember that, brother, you saw the video upside down.
Can I swallow a lot of my saliva when I'm fasting, Ustad?
Remember that your saliva is inside your mouth. So now that you swallow, all that is natural. So no problem with that. And your fast is totally valid. Use miswak and all that daily. More and more during Ramadan, you will forget about all these issues. Today, people on their lucky lips, they want to put lip ice. The ladies want to put lipstick and all these things. You apply all that, your fast is broken. Why is broken? Because eventually you will start licking it from outside and it will go down, you swallow it. So all these things you guys put there on your lips, lip balm and lip ice, and you know, good old days we used to call lip ice. Now you guys got all fan, you got flavored ones and what, it all will break. And you ladies with your lucky lips, and then you want to put those little big, you know, lipstick and dipstick and Allah alone knows what and what you want to put. So all this lipstick will break your fast.
I see Jaco. He says, AK, tell me which country will recognize Israel next. Ustad.
Remember that, Jaco. Was ye my broer, Jaco? Was the world? If you juxtapose and you draw a comparison today, how many countries recognize Palestine and how many countries recognize Israel today? You will find more countries recognize Palestine compared to Israel. But these Arab haramis, murtads, they stand in the queue to go and recognize Israel. I just told you what they did. So you must remember that, puta, you my broor. I'm teaching you a lesson now. You listen nicely, Jaco, and all you Muslims and non-Muslims. There was a leader, and that leader's name of Hamas, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, he was a Waliullah. Waliullah means a special friend of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Read the entire Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, 540 sections and ruku. You will find only one place in the entire Quran, Surah 2, Chapter 2, Verse 279. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain from giving, taking, witnessing, and being the active participant in the interest-related transaction, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Study the entire corpus of Hadith and Sunnah Nabawiyah. You will find only one place. In Bukhari Sharif, قال النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم said, قال الله جل وعلا, that Almighty Allah جل وعلا states, من عاد لي وليا, who causes harm to my awliyaullah, my khasan khuda, my special friends, فقد آذنت بالحرب, then I wage war against them. There was a Waliullah, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, the founder of Hamas, and Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, the war criminal. He murdered him, cold-blooded murder. What happened to Ariel Sharon? 8 years comatose, Sakarat. That is what happened. BB, you told your people that you must go murder the Palestinians in Gaza, murder the Muslims, and put them, remember, wherever. Nobody will touch you. You got your Smotrich, you got your Ben Gvir, all lot haramis. Remember, today the chickens are coming home to roost. What's happening? You murdered the awliyaullah. You desecrated Masjidul Aqsa, and same thing Sharon did. He came with 2,000 police and he thought nobody can touch him. You BB, you thought you can do whatever you want to. So Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, Jaco, Lester Mui, ne? Jaco, Lester Mui. So Sheikh Ahmed Yassin said, by the year come, which year we now, Molana? 20? 23. Mm. I don't agree with what he said. I don't say it's 100%. I'm just telling you what he said. Sheikh Ahmed Yassin said, by the year 2027, Israel finish kaput, thrown to the scraps of history. So it's going in that direction. Whether it will happen or not, I don't say I agree. But will happen. Will Israel fall? 100%. Will it be thrown to the scraps of history? 100%. Must we hang them in public? 100%. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.